Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Resurrection of Jesus, A New Historiographical Approach, by Michael R. Lacona. Narrated by Lyle Blaker. Publisher's Note: In this audio edition, you will hear references to figures and tables present in the print and ebook formats of the book. Introduction. In 1910, George Tyrrell suggested that research was producing different versions of Jesus, as though the scholars at work were simply painting portraits of themselves in first-century clothing. John Dominic Crossan writes of the academic embarrassment resulting from this problem that continues in modern portraits. For a number of years, I have been a student of the historicity of the resurrection of Jesus. Anyone who has devoted even a minimal amount of time to this question realizes that the varied results of research by scholars on this subject are reminiscent of what we find in historical Jesus research, if not more so. Major scholars such as Dale C. Allison, Raymond E. Brown, Peter Carnley, David Catchpole, William Lane Craig, Crossan, James D. G. Dunn, Bart D. Ehrman, Gary R. Habermas, Gerd Ludemann, Willie Markson, Gerald O'Collins, Richard Swinburne, A.J. M. Wedderburn, and N.T. Wright have all weighed in on the topic during the past three decades, and most of them have arrived at different results on a number of related issues. Classicist historian A.N. Sherwin White caught my attention when he noted that approaches taken by biblical scholars differed from those of classical historians. He expressed surprise over New Testament scholars' loss of confidence in the Gospels and especially Acts. On Acts, he added that attempts to reject its basic historicity appear absurd, and that Roman historians have long taken it for granted. On the Gospels, Sherwin White asserted that it is astonishing that while Greco-Roman historians have been growing in confidence, the 20th century study of the Gospel narratives, starting from no less promising material than what Greco-Roman historians work with, has taken so gloomy a turn in the development of form criticism. The prominent theologian John McIntyre similarly observed that although historical positivism was severely criticized in the practice of history in the second half of the 19th century and early 20th, it has lingered on to have a quite devastating effect upon biblical criticism and theological definition in the 20th century. A curious aspect of this circumstance is that historical positivism has not had that kind of overwhelming influence upon general historiography. I began to wonder whether the reason why a more unified conclusion on these matters eludes scholars is because biblical scholars are ill-prepared for such investigations. That is not to say that biblical scholars are not historically minded. Ernst Troeltsch made a serious attempt to form historical criteria, and even today debates are taking place over what criteria and methods are appropriate for investigating the sayings of Jesus and the degree of certainty that may be attained. While these are helpful for identifying potentially authentic logia of Jesus and some of his acts, are they the most appropriate for investigating the claim that Jesus rose from the dead? After all, criteria for identifying authentic logia are not very helpful in verifying Caesar's crossing the Rubicon in 49 BC and Augustus's defeat of Antony in 31 BC. What approach should be taken for an investigation involving the historicity of Jesus' resurrection? When writing on the resurrection of Jesus, biblical scholars are engaged in historical research. Are they doing so without adequate or appropriate training? How many have completed so much as a single undergraduate course pertaining to how to investigate the past? Are biblical scholars conducting their historical investigations differently than professional historians? If professional historians who work outside of the community of biblical scholars were to embark on an investigation of the historicity of the resurrection of Jesus, what would such an investigation look like? Gary Habermas is a professional philosopher noted for his specialization in the historicity of the resurrection of Jesus. He served as director of my master's thesis, which pertained to the historicity of Jesus' resurrection.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?